In a statement announcing their reversal, BLM Utah officials said they understand the public's concerns and stated that recreation access is a, quote, priority alongside responsible energy development. Sand Flats Recreation Area draws people from all over the region and world to ride mountain and dirt bikes on the Slick Rock Bike Trail.
You know, I know that we have energy needs as a country, but places like this are sacred to me.
Holly from Aspen, Colorado, says she's enjoyed riding the Slick Rock Bike Trail with her son for nearly a decade. She spoke on the trailhead after finishing a mountain bike ride replete with famous desert vistas. Over 80 outfitters from across the country recently signed onto a letter requesting the U.S. Department of Interior better protect outdoor recreation opportunities by improving the mineral leasing process.
The system is outdated. It's time for an update. And the reality is the Department of Interior has an opportunity for a win-win.
Ashley Korenblatt, co-founder of Public Land Solutions, the nonprofit advocacy group which drafted the letter. Grand County estimates that Sand Flats contributes nearly $700,000 in direct revenue and $7 million in net value to the local economy.
There is economic development happening across the country on public lands related to recreation. And what needs to happen is it's time for them to really acknowledge and look at that and take credit for it instead of pushing just traditional development when the time has passed for that.
Several of Moab's elected officials have called for oil and gas leasing to be permanently removed as a possibility in Sand Flats Recreation Area. With KZMU News for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.